来抽中他们的心窍，使我们能够真正明白与知道，真正得到你，使我们认识更加深入。求主加强我们的信心，使我们一生依靠你，走在你的正途之上，使我们信心建立在你之上，永不动摇。求主随时做我们的帮助，使我们时时经历你与我们同在的面，使我们真正认识你，是又真又活的神。愿主赐恩，愿主赐福。祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
嗯。
我们今天这个读经是马太福音6章5到13节，不是很长，大家请一起读啊。你们
祷
告
的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，安站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告，不可像外邦人，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
这应该没问题。
大家早安。今早看到大家很好。
2 weeks in a row.
连续两个礼拜。
I hope that's a good thing.
我希望这是一件好事。
Last week, while I was here, for those of you who were here, talked about what it meant to be with God.
我上周如果大家在这儿的话，我有在讲说什么意思是跟神同心。
Probably one of the most important aspects of being with God is learning how to pray.
而跟神同行最重要的其中一个部分呢，就是我们怎么样祷告。
最开始有点不
太好。When I was a child, this prayer that we're looking at today, the Lord's Prayer, everybody knew it.
当我小的时候呢，我在这个主导文，其实大家都知道。
How many of you have said this prayer before?
有谁有用主导文祷告过？请举手。
Most of you. When I was young, it was primarily done every week in Catholic churches.
所以看起来大多数的人都有这样祷告过。那当我小的时候呢，这主要是天主教徒是这样祷告的。
But even in most Protestant churches, this prayer would be recited each week by everybody in the congregation.
不过呢，在其他的基督教支派中，其实大家也几乎每一个礼拜都会用这个经文来祷告。
Even people who weren't Christians would know this prayer.
就算是不是基督徒的，其实很多人也知道这个。
And so it was part of the common culture that people would know this.
所以在当时的状况之下，在文化里面，大家都知道这个祷告文。
When I became a Christian, I was a junior in college.
当我成为基督徒的时候呢，我是大三。
And I began reflecting back on what this prayer, how it was used in
然后那时候呢，我开始在想说这个经文，这个祷告文到底在说什么。
And I realized that most people really didn't think a whole lot about it; they just said it to get it done.
我发现其实很多人呢，在讲这个经文的时候，只是讲过就过了，并没有去细想。
And because I've been that way, I decided I was not going to repeat this prayer.
所以呢，因为我以前也是这个样子，所以我信主之后觉得我不要再这个样子祷告
了。
所以很多年下来，我其实都不太理他。
Years ago, as I was reading through the passage in Matthew that's found in.
对，不过呢，几年前当我在读马太福音这一个章节的时候。
I came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit that this was still a very viable prayer for us.
我呢有这样子的觉醒，说这个其实这个祷告其实对我们非常的重要。
I realized Jesus wasn't necessarily calling us to pray it specifically the way that it's written.
我发现呢，其实耶稣他并不是叫我们一字一句完全照抄的这样子祷告。
Rather, he was giving us a model for our prayers.
而是他让我们有个样本，是如此这样祷告。
If you look in the first three verses of this, four verses of this passage, you find that it's assumed that everyone will pray.
那你如果去看这个经文前面几节的时候呢，你可以看到说他其实已经。已经预设大家都是会每天祷告的。
Five it says, and when you pray.
在第五节的时候，他开始是说你们祷告的时候。
Verse six it says, and when you pray.
然后第六节的时候也讲你祷告的时候。
Verse seven says, and when you pray.
第七节说你们祷告。
Anytime something's repeated, you should think, oh, this is important.
所以每一次在经文上面有重复在讲的事情，我们要来想说这是重要的事。
And then Jesus clarifies it. He says, when you are praying, pray in this way.
然后呢，耶稣他又很清楚在讲说，所以当人祷告的时候，不应该这样子说。他并不是说要完全这样子一字一句的祷告。
In this way.
他说应该要照这个样子说。
Now, why do I want this detail about a prayer?
为什么我要这么细腻的去讲这个关于祷告的事情呢？
Because some people, when they approach prayer, they're approaching it more for any reason other than having really a close relationship with God.
因为呢，很多人在祷告的时候呢，其实他有很多很多原因，可是其中一个没有的原因呢，就是让我们跟神有更深的关系。
In Jesus' day, people prayed publicly for show.
在耶稣的时代呢，很多人在公众场合祷告呢，是为了要赚取名声。
Verse 7 it says, when you're praying, don't use meaningless repetition like the Gentiles do.
在第七节说，你们在祷告的时候，不要像外邦人用很多重复没有用的话。
Why do people repeat each other over and over again?
为什么会有人一直在重复的祷告一句话呢？
Because most people think of prayer as a way to twist God's arm to get something out of it.
因为很多人呢认为说我们祷告呢是用来操弄我们神的，然后逼迫他做事情。
Prayer in general, and this prayer in specific, is not meant to be something that's going to get you what you want.
不过呢，祷告，而且是尤其是这个祷告来说呢，它不是说用来操弄神，来得到你所想到的事情。
The reason Jesus gives us this prayer is because he wants us to begin to relate to God in a more, much more significant way.
耶稣会讲这个祷告的原因呢，是因为他要让我们。
Like the emphasis in last week's sermon was, he wants to be with us.
像上个礼拜我们的讲到呢，在讲说神是想要跟我们同行的。
And he wants us to be with him.
而他也希望我们能与他同行。
And so prayer is the vehicle that God gives us to draw us closer in relationship with him.
所以祷告是神用来的工具，让我们跟他越走越近。
And so this prayer begins to give us a framework in which we can begin to think through how we are supposed to pray.
所以这个祷告呢，让我们是成为一个框架，让我们知道我们在祷告的时候应该怎么样子祷告。
So this is oftentimes called the Lord's Prayer.
很多时候呢，这个人家说这是神的祷告文。
And it's called that because the Lord gave it to us.
会这样子讲呢，是因为是我们主耶稣把这个祷告文给了我们。
But in reality, this is the disciples' prayer.
不过呢，其实来实际讲说，这个应该是我们门徒的祷告。
Because this shows us how as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are supposed to come before the throne of God.
因为他是在跟我们说，当我们是作为神的神的使徒的时候，我们怎么样来到神的面前
？And so, prayer is commanded.
所以呢，在圣经里面是有吩咐我们要祷告。
And I think it's so important that I titled this sermon the 11th commandment.
所以呢，我的那个讲道呢，是说这第十一个诫命。
The 11th commandment, largely because it's not law, but because it's the most important aspect of our relationship with Jesus.
第十一个诫命的原因呢，是因为这不是我们的法律，而是说让我们能够跟神有关系。
And so, this becomes a model prayer for us.
所以呢，这个是我们应该祷告的样本。
There's seven petitions that are listed in this prayer.
所以这里面有七个我们该祷告的事项。
Three of them are specifically for God's glory.
三个呢是专门是在讲神的荣耀。
And four of them are for our needs.
有四个呢是在讲我们所需的。
And I think it shows us that God's place is supreme in our lives.
所以它这里面很重要一个是说神他的位置在我们。生命中应该是第一位。
And only as we begin to know Him and love Him more, can our own personal needs be understood and met in a way that brings glory to Him and joy to us.
所以当我们要认识他的时候呢，我们才能够知道，我们才能够将我们的需要真的能够被他所满足。
So what I want to do the rest of this sermon is to go through this prayer, and I'm going to talk to you about the way that I pray it.
所以呢，我接下来要讲的这讲到的内容呢，就是在讲说这个祷告是怎么样祷告的，那我自己是怎么样用这个祷告。
And I hope that it will help you begin to learn to pray on your own in your own way as well.
我希望呢，这样子会对我们自己每个人的祷告生命上面有帮助。
So, next slide. So the first part of the prayer begins our Father.
所以它第一段呢，是我们在天上的父。
So that is fairly clear, straightforward, right?
是很简单、很直接的吧
？Jesus says that we in prayer are to address our God as our Father.
那耶稣说，我们在祷告的时候，应该称我们称我们的神为天上的父。
Now it's interesting because again.Christians, when we pray, oftentimes become very formal in our relationship with God.
这很有趣的是，因为我们在做基督徒的时候，有时候我们跟神祷告的时候，常常会变成一个很严谨的一个关系。
Matter of fact, I even tease my Chinese friends sometimes because I know exactly when they're starting to pray because they're going to use a specific formula of words to start.
我有时候甚至在取笑我们说中文的这些弟兄姐妹说，我知道你们。什么时候要祷告？因为你们在祷告的时候一定会用这些词汇。
I ask them sometimes. I said, "Can you talk to God if you don't begin with TNT?"
有时候我笑他们说，你们如果在祷告前面不用天父，你会不会祷告
？No, it's interesting because when Jesus addressed the Father, He addressed Him in a more intimate way.
不过很好玩的是说，在耶稣跟我们天父所讲话的时候，他是用一个更亲密的语气在说话。
For us, Father has this powerful distance meaning.
对我们来说呢，父亲这个是觉得一个有点很深层，很有权威，有一点遥远的一个名词。
Jesus uses the word Abba.
耶稣用的词呢是阿爸。
Sounds a little bit like Papa.
很像爸爸。
And it's the words that a child learns to address his father with.
这是一个孩童，他开始在叫爸爸的时候，他会这样子称他爸爸。
Yeah, it's not intended to be babyish.
他不是说像婴儿那样叫爸妈。
You know, when I hear people in English praying, sometimes they say daddy.
我在听人祷告的时候，在英文里面有时候会说 daddy。
I don't think that's exactly what Jesus was getting at here.
我觉得这不是耶稣他直接所要表达的意思。
But it does carry the idea of a warmth and a relationship that is significant and deep, not distant and formal.
不过呢，它重要的是说，我们跟祷告的意思是我们跟神的关系是一个很亲近、很温暖的，而不是很远，然后很严肃的。
And when you look at all the times that Jesus prayed in the scriptures, there's only one time that he did not use the word Abba in his prayers to his Father.
如果我们来看圣经里面，耶稣基督在祷告里面只有一次，他没有用这个爸爸这个名词。
And that's when he was hanging on the cross, and he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这一次呢，没有用这个爸爸这个词，是他挂在十字架上面说，我的神，我的神，你为什么抛弃了我？
Jesus is inviting us to come into relationship with God in the same way that he had a relationship with his heavenly Father.
所以呢，他是邀请我们跟神有这样关系，就好像他跟他天父一样亲密的关系。
Next slide, please. Not only does Jesus begin by saying our Father, but he begins by saying our Father.
而且他不只是说天上的父，而是他说我们在天上的父。
In Christianity, we rightly say that Jesus, that God is my Father, that I have a personal relationship with him.
我们在基督教里面，我们常常会说天上的父是我爸爸，所以我跟我天上的父有这样的关系。
But it's not just me and God.
可是呢，不是只是我单独一个人跟我们跟父亲的一个关系。
It's all of us.
而是我们全体。
And so when we begin our prayers, we should begin with the fact that I am part of a larger body.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，我们要想我们要记得我们是在团体中的一员。
And as I approach my Father, I need to keep in mind my brothers and sisters as well.
而且当我在为我在祷告的时候，我也要想着我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes when we pray, we're like little kids who forget that they've got brothers and sisters, and they want the total commanding presence of their parent just for themselves.
我觉得有时候我们祷告的时候呢，我们像我们孩子忘了我们有弟兄有兄弟姐妹，我们要所有我们父母的精神都花在我们身上。
I have a 7-year-old grandson and a 5-year-old granddaughter.
我有一个七岁的孙子，还有五岁的孙女。
Their mother is a nurse practitioner.
她妈妈呢是一个有。
It's like a doctor.
有处方权的护士。
And she's sometimes gone from them 3 days at a time.
然后她有时候呢，一次工作三天。
And when she comes home, they fight with each other to see who gets to sit on her lap.
当她回来的时候呢，这两个孩子呢就会抢着要坐在妈妈身上。
That is not the way God wants us to approach it.
这个不是神要我们跟他的关系。
They think only of their own relationship with their mom.
他们这两个呢，只想着自己跟他妈妈的关系。
But they need to think of it corporately.
可是他们应该看的是我们整体上面跟妈妈的关系。
And it's the same thing for us.
所以跟我们也是一样的。
When we go to prayer individually with God, we need to remember our brothers and sisters.
当我们自己跟神祷告的时候，我们要惦记着我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
So the first petition then begins with our Father.
所以他第一个呢，在讲的是我们天上的父。
Now there's one other aspect of the way that Jesus begins his prayer. He says, "Our Father in heaven."
而且他在这里面还有另外一点呢，是他说了我们，说了父，还有一个天上的。
This kind of goes back again to who our Father is.
现在回到说我们在我们的父亲是怎么样子的父亲。
We have an earthly father.
我们有在地上的父亲。
And I hope all of you have had a good relationship with your earthly fathers.
我希望我们在座每个人都跟自己的爸爸有很好的关系。
Because if that's true, it will help you to better understand how to relate to your heavenly father.
因为如果你在地上跟父亲的关系好，你会让我们比较容易了解我们在天上父的这个关系。
But sadly, many Christians don't have that kind of reference point to begin to think of who God is.
不过呢，很可惜的是说，有很多的基督徒呢是没有办法以地上的父的情感呢来联想在天上的父的。
Whether you had a good relationship with your father or you had a bad relationship with him, our relationship with God is different than our relationship with our earthly father.
不过不管我们跟地上的父亲的情感是如何，我们跟地上的父亲的相处模式跟我们天上的父亲的相处模式是不一样的。
The fact that Jesus identifies our Father as being in heaven adds a layer of power to it that the relationship we have with our own fathers doesn't.
那耶稣呢？他在讲说是天上的父，就是这一点呢。其实，提出来我们在天上的父有特别的权限，是我们地上的父是没有的。So,
I'm a father.
对，像帕斯麦自己是一个爸爸。Five
times over.
我有5个孩子。And
my kids love to crawl all over me when they were young.
当我孩子小的时候，他喜欢整天在我身上爬来爬去。
And we laughed.
而且我们常常笑。然后我会搔他痒。
And you know, that's a good thing.
对，这是很好的。
But there were times when my children forgot in more formal situations that they couldn't do that with me.
不过有的时候呢，在比较正式场合的时候，我的孩子忘了他们不可以在正式场合做这些事情。
For example, when I'm preaching, they were not supposed to come running up and grab me and be very informal with me.
就好像是在我在讲道的时候呢，孩子不可以跑上台来抱着我。
I remember a number of years ago when my third daughter was just two or three. I was doing a wedding.
我记得我好多年前的时候，我的第三个女儿大概2岁左右，我正在帮人家举办婚礼。
And I walked in with the groom and the best, you know, the groomsman.
我跟着那新郎呢走了进会堂。
And Betsy sees me.
然后这女儿呢看到了我。
And she squirmed out of, I don't know what it was, my wife's arms or whoever was holding, and she comes running down the aisle and she goes, Daddy!
他从我太太手上呢挣扎出来，然后追着我说：“爸爸。”
That's good for home.
我觉得这在家里是不错的。
Not so good in general public consumption.
不过呢，当我在举办婚礼的时候，不太适合。
God does want to be intimate with us.
神是真的是想跟我们有很亲密的关系。
But there's a certain amount of decorum that comes as a result of having your Father be in heaven.
不过呢，因为我们的天父是在天上的，我们必须要有一定的限度。
So this sets up the whole prayer.
所以呢，他这一前面这一句呢，是接下来的祷告是接着这一句的。
And so the first petition that Jesus says that we should pray is that the name of God should be hallowed.
这个呢，第一句他是说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Now, the word that Jesus uses here is a word that doesn't get used much in secular usage today.
它这里面用的词叫 hallowed 是为圣的意思。不过呢，在我们一般的话语中，我们已经不太用这个字。Simply,
it just means to make holy.
它呢，很简单的说呢，是就是把它尊崇为圣洁的。
And so when we are praying that God's name would be made holy, it's not like it's something that's not holy right now.
所以我们在这个祷告的时候呢，说愿你的名为圣，并不是代表说，他现在名不为圣，我们要祷告他才为圣。
What Jesus is saying that we should ask for is that God's name would be recognized for what it is throughout the entire earth.
耶稣呢，他这里面祷告的意思是说，当我们在祷告的时候，愿神的名被 世上都了解为他的圣洁。
And when Jesus tells us that we should pray that God's name be hallowed, it's not just his name.
而且他在说这个名为圣，并不是指他的名字而已。
In the scriptures, name, it reflects the entire character of the individual.
在圣经里面在讲名的时候，其实是指这个整个的人的人格。
And so what Jesus is saying here, when we pray, we should pray that the name and the character and the person of God be known throughout the entire earth as being holy and mighty, and so on.
我们在祷告时候呢，说名为圣，这个其实是要让神的名字在全地上面都大家都认识这个神的内涵，是神的这个人格是。 大家都是知道他是非常的好的，圣洁的，是非常好的。
And it's not just that we want it to happen other places, that prayer should make us begin to do that ourselves.
我们在祷告的时候，我们第一个是要让我们自己也先尊他的名为圣。
When we open our mouths to speak, it should be with the praise of God on our lips and in our minds.
当我们张开嘴说话的时候，我们应该把神的敬拜，把神的圣灵放在我们心上和头脑里面。
Psalm 34 begins with these words.
在诗篇里面三十四篇里面这样说
I will bless the Lord at all times.
我会在任何时候的时候呢赞美我的神
His praise shall be continually in my mouth.
他的赞美必在我唇上
How often do you speak praise of God before people?
我们有多常在人前有讲到神的美好
How often?You want him to be known to be the great and glorious God that he is.
我们多常能够我们多常让别人知道我们的神是多么的美好。
Last time Jesus worked his way into your conversations with friends and neighbors and coworkers.
我们多常让我们耶稣是在我们跟别人的对话里面出现。
It's an important thing for us to remember. And as we pray this prayer, this becomes more of a focus for us.
所以当我们祷告的时候呢，让我们的心 是知道我们应该要记得以他的名为神。
Next slide. The second petition is Your kingdom come.
他第二个请求呢是愿你的国降临。
When we think sometimes of God's kingdom, we usually think of Jesus coming back, right?
当我们在想说耶稣的国的时候呢，我们一般是在想说耶稣再次回到地上。
And so many people, when they pray this prayer, that's what they have in mind.
所以很多人在祷告这些事情的时候，他们的头脑里面想是这件事。
And that is a very good thing to pray.
这个是一个很好的想法。
Jesus returning, the scriptures calls this our blessed home.
他耶稣基督在回到世上，是我们圣经里面有讲说这是一个非常大的祝福。
But in reality, that's not the primary focus of this petition.
不过在这个祷告里面呢，这不是它主要的意思。
What's a kingdom?
什么是一个国家
？A kingdom is a place where a king reigns.
一个国家是一个国王所掌控的疆界。
And what Jesus is telling us we should pray for here is that God's reign might take place in the life of every individual and nation.
在这里的祷告呢，是说愿神的旨意。愿神能够掌管我们每一个人每一个国家
We pray that his power might be manifest to everyone
我们是说愿他的权力呢是在每一个人身上都能够行得出来
And he calls this up immediately with the third petition
他马上就有下一个请求
He says your will be done
愿你的旨意行在地上
In other words as God's rule and reign begin to take effectThe things that God wants to happen will take place.
所以当神的旨意，当神的权力呢，在这地上的时候，他的旨意就会行出来。
And so it's important again for us to remember when we're praying for His kingdom to come and His will to be done, we're asking Him to make Himself known throughout the entire earth.
所以当我们在说愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，是希望我们的神是在全地掌管。
So it's important for us to keep.Things in mind as we go to prayer anytime.
所以我们在任何时候祷告的时候，我们都应该要细想这件事情。
Next slide, please. And so as we begin to move from petitions about our relationship with God to our needs, the following ones are the ones we focus on most usually.
所以呢，当我们从我们跟神的祷告变成请求我们的接下来这几节是我们一般祷告的重点。
I have a friend who has a very close relationship with God.
我有个朋友，他跟神的关系非常的亲密。
He's 94 years old.
他94岁。
And he has been walking with God twice as long as I've been alive.
他呢跟神的他信主的时间呢比我活着的时间呢多了两倍。
And he's got to the point in his relationship with God where he doesn't ask God for anything.
他呢跟神的关系已经好到他不需要请求神任何事情。
And that's one area in which I disagree with him.
这个呢是我跟他有一点想法出入的。
For for most Christians, all that they ask for is things for themselves and their wants and desires.
在大多数的人呢，他在祷告的时候呢，我们只祷告我们自己所求所想。
My friend Max has gone the total opposite direction. He only prays for God's glory to be seen.
我这个朋友呢，刚好是完全相反，他就只祷告关于神的神的荣耀能够显现在世上。
But in this model prayer that Jesus gives us, he says there's four different ways in which we should be praying.
不过我们真的来看主导文的时候，我们可以看到有四种我们为自己祷告的事情。
And the first thing he tells us that we should pray is that we should ask, give us this day our daily bread.
那第一件事情呢，就是请求我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
It's completely permissible for us as believers to go to God and say,I have a need.
所以呢，我们作为信徒的时候，我们是绝对是可以来到主面前说，我有这个需要。
Even okay, come to God and say, I have a desire.
而且我也可以来到神面前说，我有这样子我想要的。
God wants us to talk to Him about absolutely everything that's going on in our lives.
神要我们把每一件事情都摊开在他面前。
And so, I would say that probably 75% or more of the references in Scripture have to do with asking God for things that we want and need.
大概圣经里面75%上面，在讲到祷告的时候呢，都是在讲到我们怎么样来祷告我们的希望，还有我们的所需要的事情。
The question is though, what is it that we should ask for?
重点呢是我们应该要什么呢？
Well, nothing is off limits. This prayer in particular focuses on our needs.
那没有任何事情是我不能要的，只是在这里面呢，它是在讲我们所需要的。
The word that's used here is usually translated in English as daily.
在这个词呢，在英文里面常常是在讲说是日用的。
In other words, give us today what we need, what we want, whatever it happens to be that will nourish us and enables to live.
所以呢，我们给我们今天我们所需要的，这样我们才能活得下来。
So the picture is that God, will you meet my needs day by day?
神啊，你可不可以每一天供应我每天需要的
？I have a friend who is a native Greek speaker.
不过呢，我有一个朋友呢，他是讲讲希腊文的人。
So he understands the Greek language that the New Testament was written in much better than I do.
所以呢，他对这个用希腊文写的经文呢，的原文了解比我了解的深。
And he says it's really important that we keep in mind that our needs are very important to God.
他说我必须要了解说我们的需要对神非常的重要。
He says that we should pray this, give us this day our needful bread.
他说呢，我们应该祷告，是我们，我们应该，跟神祷告，我们每一天所需要的。
And what's really interesting about this is a command.
而且我们可以看到说，这个是神叫吩咐我们要做的。
Not a command from God to us, but from us to God.
这个吩咐很好玩，是不是神叫我们做什么？是他要我们跟他请求这些事情。
Jesus says we can go to God and say, "Give us."
耶稣说我们可以跟神说给我吧。
Now that's kind of scary.
这其实是有一点可怕。
I'm not sure I'm going to do that.
我有时候不是很确定我是不是该这样子说。
Jesus is not telling us that we should be presumptive.
我们不是说我们应该应该很
presumptuous.
觉得应该得到什么事情。
But he is saying though that when it comes to basic needs, that we can go to God with confidence enough that we can actually say, give it to me.
而他是说我们跟神的关系应该好到我们当我们来到神面前说我应该要的东西，我可以很直接跟讲说神啊，给我这些。
Now again, this is in the context of going to God, recognizing who He is.
所以这是回到神面前呢，知道他是怎么样的神。
He is our Father.
他是我们的神。
He is our majestic, holy, wonderful Father.
他是一个美好、伟大的神。
And He's sovereign.
而且他是掌控一切。
And He has the right to say to us, not today.
他是有这个权利说，今天不给。
And if we're praying for His kingdom to come and His will to be done, then we will accept what it is that He answers us.
而我们若是祷告是愿你的国降临， 愿你的旨意行在地上，我们就可以了解，我们就可以理解他这样子的做法。
But this prayer, Jesus is saying what the author of Hebrews says.
所以呢，在这里，耶稣他是在讲，希伯来书里面作者所说的。
Because of what Jesus has done, we can boldly approach God's throne with confidence.
因为耶稣为我们所做的，我们能够来到主的面前很。很有信心的跟他这样求。
Next slide, please. But I'm a little ahead of myself. But the thing that when we ask for this daily bread, it's again a corporate petition.
所以当我们在请求着我们日用的饮食的时候，一样，我们是为团体来求。
So it's not just for me that I'm praying.
不是只为我自己求。
But it's for all of us as brothers and sisters to pray for one another.
而我们弟兄姐妹应该为对方来祷告。
Okay, now next slide. So the next petition then is to forgive us.
下一个呢是说免了我们的债。
This passage in Matthew says to forgive us our debts.
它这里面的细节是说免了我们的欠的钱。
Now usually when I think about debts, I think about money that I owe somebody.
一般我想到债的时候呢，我第一个想到是欠的钱。
Jesus is not telling us we should necessarily pray for loan forgiveness.
他不一定是跟我们祷告说我们要把借的钱能够不要再还了。
But we do run up debts other than financial ones.
不过我们除了欠钱之外，我们还有欠其他的事情。
Sometimes we, well, always we owe God.
我们一直都是欠我们的神的。
And oftentimes we owe our brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们亏欠我们的弟兄姐妹。
We hurt people.
我们伤害了别人。
And when we do that, we owe them forgiveness.
当我们伤害了别人的时候呢，我们必须要来到他面前让人来赦免我们。
Rather, yeah, we. You probably translated it correctly. So it's important for us to remember that when we are asking forgiveness, that it's a broad set of sins which we're asking to have covered.
所以我们在免债的时候呢，不是只有钱，而是有很多不一样的我们的罪。
You might ask the question, well, hasn't Jesus already forgiven us?
我们可能会问说，哎，耶稣基督不是已经免了我们的罪吗？
And the answer is yes, he has.
是的，这是真的。
But for us to ask for forgiveness is in a sense asking for us to confess our sins to God.
不过呢，我们跟神请求认罪的时候呢，这是把我们的罪放在他面前。
We do this not so that we receive something we don't have already.
我们这样做不是代表我们之前没有已经被免了我们的罪。
But we do it because as we confess, we experience the forgiveness.Fresh in our lives.
而是将我们罪放在神面前的时候呢，我们能够有被原谅的经验。
And not only are we asking for forgiveness for ourselves, but again, it's forgive us. We pray corporately.
而且他不但是说我们请你免了我的债，而是我们的债，是我们整个团体的。
How are we supposed to forgive others?
我们怎么样子去原谅别人呢？
Well, that's an important question to ask because it says, "Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven others."
它这很重要，它上面说，免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
If you read a little bit further in this passage, Jesus talks about forgiveness.
在我们如果在这个经文继续读下去，我们可以看到，耶稣说我们怎么样原谅别人。
He says, "We are to forgive as we have been forgiven."
我们呢，被原谅就好像我们如何原谅别人。
And interestingly, he does not put this in the future; he puts this in the past.
而且他呢，不是以一个未来式来讲这个，而是以过去式来说。
He says, "Forgive us as we have already forgiven those who have hurt us."
他说呢，我们请你原谅我们，就如我们已经免了别人。
And he goes on so far as to say later in this passage that if we do not forgive, then we will not be forgiven.
如果我们不原谅别人，那我们也不会被原谅。
This is an incredibly serious part of the prayer.
这个是一个非常严重的一个部分。
Because it calls us to examine ourselves and to make sure that we are right with brothers and sisters and others as well.
所以这个呢，叫我们每个人要反省，看我们跟神，我们跟弟兄姐妹中间是不是有这样子需要被免的债。
Next slide.The last two petitions we have kind of run together.
在最后面两个我们的请求呢，大概两个是连在一起的。
Jesus says, "We pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil."
他说不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
When he talks about leading us not into temptation, it again has kind of a confusing feel to it.
当我们当时里面讲说不要叫我们遇见试探的时候，让我们有一点不是很清楚。
The New Living Translation of the Bible says, "Don't let us yield to temptation."
在其中一个译本里面呢，是说让我们不要再向试探低头。
And that's part of what Jesus is saying here.
这个呢是一部分是耶稣所说的。
Just recently, the Catholic Pope has said we should pray it the way the New Living Translation says.
在最近在罗马教皇有讲了一句说，我们应该像这样子的翻译，我们不要向试探低头来祷告。
And he's partially right.
他讲的有一部分是对的。
But in reality, the reason people want to translate it that way is because they can't picture God actually leading us into a situation where we're going to be tempted.
不过呢，我们想要这样子祷告的感觉呢，原因是因为我们没有办法想象我们的神会故意让我们引诱我们到罪里面。
But unfortunately for us, in a sense, that is actually what God does.
我们不过呢，有的时候呢，神是是类似这样子做的。
There are times that God puts us into a situation when we are going to be sorely tempted.
我们有时候会神会领我们到一个状况之中呢，让我们会受很多的试探。
What you have to understand about this word is it has two different facets to it.
不过呢，在这个字里面，我们要了解它有两个意思。
The first actually is that of temptation.
他第一个呢是说试的是我们来试验来引诱。
But the other is of testing.
另外一个呢是来试验。
What's the difference between testing and temptation?
这两个是有什么不一样呢？
Temptation is something that would lead us away from God.
是引诱呢是让我们离开神。
When temptation happens, it's Satan that does that.
当我们被引诱的时候呢，是撒旦所做的。
His desire is to take us away from God so that he can have us for his own.
撒旦呢，想我们离开耶稣，离开神，这样的话我们能够归于他。
But God's desire is through that experience for us to be made stronger.
不过呢，神呢，让我们经历这些试探呢，是让我们能够在它里面更坚强。
It's meant to be a test.
他是试着是试验我们的。
All of you, I think, have been students at one time or another.
我知道我们在座每一位在某个之前都当过，之前或现在都当过学生。
Why do you take tests?
为什么呢？要考试。
Because as you study and you prepare and you write your exams, you learn stuff.
因为呢，当我们考试的时候，我们有努力读书，这样我们有学到的东西。
It makes you more knowledgeable.
让我们能够更有知识。
It makes you more marketable in your skills when you go to work.
而且在你工作上面呢，也比较有能力。
How many of you would actually study this stuff really hard if you didn't get tested on it?
有谁若是没有考试会好好读书的？
I think most of us would skip the exam if we could, right?
大多数我们应该不用考的就尽量不考了。
But it's exactly that exam which makes us strong and makes us what we need to be academically.
对，也是因为这样的考试试验，让我们在我们在课业上面有学到更多东西。
And that's why God allows us and actually leads us into situations in which we are going to be tested or tempted, depending on your perspective.
所以呢，他神也是就是因此让我们能够进入到一些状况，是让我们被试验，或者有些人觉得被引诱。
Now Jesus tells us that in this petition that it's completely legitimate to ask that God does not do that.
他这里面祷告说，我们可以，
But he finishes this petition with the second half by saying, but deliver us from the evil one.
不过呢, 他第二部分呢, 他说,
so if we find ourselves going into one of these situations, which we'd rather not, he says, but you can pray that I will deliver you in the midst of that situation.
所以呢,他里面前面说,
the English translation says most of the time, just deliver us from evil.
在英文里面呢,
but it's actually better translated, deliver us from the evil one.
不过也可以翻译成脱离凶恶者。
Because it's not the circumstances that are necessarily going to hurt us, it's Satan himself.
因为呢不一定是我们所在的状况，而是引诱我们的凶恶者撒旦。
Jesus is able to see us through every situation.
耶稣能够带我们过每一个状况。
And one day Jesus will finally smash the serpent's head and we will be forever freed from these kinds of trials.
有一天呢,耶稣会把撒旦所打死,这样的话我们就不会再有这样子被控告的机会。
But until that time, this is a petition that we should include in our prayers.
不过呢,在那时刻来到之前呢,我们必须要在祷告里面来祷告这些事情。
Well, that's the prayer.
那这是我们的祷告。
Next slide. And as we finish this up, the passage that many translations have goes on to praise God once again.
这就是我们说祷告,当我们在这个经文里面结束的时候,有很多圣经里面是有在后面这一段。
And so when we go through the petitions for our needs, we come back to the fact that God is the one who has the kingdom and the power and the glory.
当我们呢,请求完了之后呢,我们把我们权柄再交给神,因为神是有这个国度,权柄,荣耀。
So we bracket our prayers with the glory and the majesty of God.
所以我们在结束的时候,我们以神的权柄和荣耀,我们再来提醒一次。
I'll explain this very briefly, but our Bible has come together from many different kinds of manuscripts that have been collected over the centuries.
我简短的解释一下,我们的圣经呢,是收集非常多的手稿之后呢,集结而成。
I would love to spend some time with you sometime explaining to you how we actually got our scriptures.
我很想要跟我们来讨论我们怎么样有现在我们这样的圣经的。
We have more than 33,000 copies of different portions of the New Testament that have come together to make our Bible.
我们有超过33,000个手稿，把这个手稿集结出来之后呢，成为我们的新约。
And these portions are manuscripts, some are complete, some are not.
而这些手稿呢,有的是比较完整的,有的只是一小部分。
And we can date them, some are very early and some are much later.
我们可以用考古学来知道他们这手稿从哪里来,有的是很老的,有的是比较新的。
And this last portion here, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
最后这一句呢,因为国度,权柄,荣耀,全是你的。
It's not found in the very earliest and best manuscripts.
在我们最早的手抄稿里面呢,是没有这一句的。
But it's completely legitimate for us to include this in our prayers.
不过呢,在我们祷告的时候呢,我们是完全是可以以这个来祷告。
And so it's important for us as we pray to keep in mind that model is meant for us to go over and over and over again.
所以当我们在祷告的时候呢，我们要记得我们这个祷告的形式呢，应该是让我们一次一次又一次的来祷告。It's
not meant for us just to do it rotely.
不是叫我们只是背出来。Not
just to say it and get it done.
而不是只是讲完了赶快结束。
To meditate on it and use it to fill out our relationship with God.
而是让我们来思想，让我们跟神的关系更进一步的。
Prayer is not intended to be, next slide, not intended to be a magic lamp.
我们的祷告呢，并不是阿拉丁神灯。
We don't like Aladdin or up the lamp and have it poof and the genie appears to do what we want.
我们不是像阿拉丁一样磨一磨神灯之后呢就有一个精灵出来帮我们做一些事情。
Prayer is intended to help us to, help us to be with God.
祷告是应该让我们跟神更在一起的。
A time to love, a time to be loved.
有爱和被爱的时间。
A time to confess and a time to be cleansed.
有告解和被洁净的时间。
A time to ask and a time to be filled.
有请求而且被充满的时间。
A time for us to offer and a time for us to be used.
有被摆上和被使用的时间。
So,To finish off, I'd like actually for us to say this prayer together.
在我们结束之前，我希望我们能够一起来这样祷告。
I'll get us started, but let's just pray in whichever language you feel most comfortable with.
我会开始呢，我们也一起来用什么样的语言都可以来祷告。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的名被尊为圣。
Your kingdom come. Your will be done.
愿你的国降临。
On earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。
Give us today our daily bread.
我们每天所需的食物，求你今日赐给我们。
Forgive us our debts.
赦免我们的罪债。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
好像我们饶恕了得罪我们的人。
Lead us not into temptation.
不要让我们陷入试探。
Deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离那恶者。
Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。
现在欢迎报告的同学啊，感谢再次在那个帕特麦克来到我们这里开展学习，就是纪念他的忠心与辛劳。欢迎第一次来到教会的朋友啊，你要是第一次来到参加我们这个主办的一个展览，我们认识一下。中间有没有第一次？左边呢？好，看到几个哈？教会在每星期六早上7点到8点钟的祷告会，欢迎弟兄姊妹参加。今天刚才牧师给谈祷告的事儿，我们不管个人事情、现在事情和这个教会事情都非常。因为我们是基督徒，我们祷告神，给天上的天父说话。有很多事你可能跟自己甚至父母都不大能可以跟他说。我希望我们早上祷告会有更多人来参加。那个主日确实有这个麦克牧师来领领带领，然后请弟兄姐妹们留下来一块学习。基督徒的甘心乐意的奉献是神所喜爱的。我们的奉献将在后头，如果大家想奉献，可以放到后头。好，大家请上台。嗯
愿荣耀归给神，就是那归给能造成运行在我们里面行大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。愿荣耀在教会和基督徒里归给他，直到万代。 永世无穷。